Welcome to Mammon Audio. Cindy is a divorced mother of two boys, who are aged 11 and 13 at the time of this interview. She lives in Newcastle, Australia. We got right down to talking about her use of corporal punishment in the home. What do the children get when they are naughty?
Well, they get beaten, plain and simple. I keep a cane for them and if they don't behave, that's what they get across their bums.
What age did you start?
I think they both got their first smacked bottom when they were around 2 or 3 years old. I remember Brett, the eldest, climbing on a kitchen chair and knocking a bowl of flour onto the floor. I picked him up, yanked down his pants and tanned his ass until he couldn't sit. Robert got his first for a tantrum, same thing, bare bum dangling over my knee.
When did you get the cane?
It would be when Brett turned 7. I was having to spank him for longer and longer periods to get the same amount of tears and my hand was starting to hurt, which is ridiculous. It should be the child's bum that hurts, not mum's hand.
Was it easy caning a boy of that age?
He had to be held at first. I was still married then, so usually my husband would be around to help. One of us would hold Brett across our lap while the other applied the cane to the necessary spot. Later, they were taught to bend over a chair and that's how they get it now.
Do you still take pants down, even for the cane?
Even for the cane. If you're going to beat a child, it's far more natural to me to bare their bottom.
How do you feel about using the cane?
I like using the cane because it doesn't take a lot of umph from mum to make a big impression. It stings a lot and makes even big boys cry like a baby. I enjoy the feel of it in my hands and seeing their bare bum presented for punishment. It makes them know exactly who's in charge, and I feel very maternal towards them at those moments.
How do the boys feel about it?
Well, of course, the cane is their mortal enemy. But underneath, you know, kids actually like corporal punishment. I know it sounds crazy to say that, but they like knowing where the boundaries are, and the good thing about a dose of the cane is that it's quickly over and done with. They certainly prefer it to endless shouting on my part, or grounding.
Does the cane leave marks?
Of course. It's a beating, and it's quite natural for it to mark their backsides. They get tramlines which tend to fade after about 3 days or so. They're quite shy about other boys seeing them with cane marks, because they know they'll get ribbed for being naughty little boys. But I think that's a useful part of the punishment, to be honest. I've certainly no compunction about marking their bots, that's just a natural consequence of earning the cane.
When was the last time you used it?
A couple of days ago on the youngest. Robert got a note sent home from school to say he'd been disruptive in class and was getting detention. He was pissy about it all and I ended up getting the cane out of the cupboard and giving him 6 of the best. I told him afterwards that he was lucky, because in my day you got the cane at school and the belt off your dad when you got home with an already sore behind.
How many strokes do you generally give?
6 of the best has always been the minimum since I started them both on the cane. I don't think any less makes much of an impact anyway, and spacing out the strokes, you can have them bending over with their bare ass up for quite some time, and it has an effect, you know. Naturally, they don't like mum seeing their bare buttocks, much less their penises now they're big boys, but again, I think the shame is a positive part of the punishment.
I was going to ask about that. Do they ever have an erection when you come to punish them, now they're older?
Brett has, a couple of times. I think it's just nerves, really. It's kind of funny to see, he's almost as big as his dad there now, but I take no notice and after a couple of strokes of the cane, it's soon gone, believe you me. In my experience, kids get stiffies fairly randomly. It's quite usual to see even little boys with a bit of a tent occasionally and there's no reason for it usually, except maybe if they really need to go wee.
How long do you plan to cane for?
You mean, what age will I stop? Well, as far as I'm concerned, the kids are subject to my discipline until they leave home. They respect me and take their punishments obediently, and so I don't have a problem with beating them until they've flown the nest. And of course, they do need it less and less now they're bigger boys. It's been around 6 months since I had to get Brett to drop his pants.